Two programs that are under consideration for that three-year rotation are floriculture and aquaculture. We do a floriculture and aquaculture survey on catfish and trout annually. They are similar size programs to the July cattle, so they fit in that mold. They are standalone programs. We also get data, substantial data from the Sense of Agriculture or follow-on studies on the horticulture and floriculture industry. So those are, at this point, two other surveys we're discussing in that three-year rotation.
But no matter if it's every year or every 3 years, Johnson says they really appreciate producers taking the time to fill these surveys out.
We do, obviously. In addition to the data collectors at the local level, we can't do our jobs without producers. We know they're very busy running their operations and oftentimes having other jobs off the farm, and also getting surveyed by many different organizations. So we do appreciate the fact that they recognize the USDA reports and value them and cooperate. And we still get a very high response rate in the big scheme of things. So we are appreciative of those farmers who could not put out these reports without them. And we hope and believe strongly we won't be doing it, that these are very impactful for them and their consultants and their universities to help them with their ultimate success of their operations.
To learn more, go to nass.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.